talk sports for your sports news.
John Reed and Cody, this is Fan Run. And we can't help it if your shorty thinks we're handsome. Run and tell your granddaughter how your grandson. I'm the ghost, but I put up in a phantom. Fox Sports Knoxville, this the anthem. Fan Run, hold your radio for ransom. I'm about to move to Fair, getting by a mansion. Fan Run, got the haters throwing tantrums. Fan Run Radio for your sports facts. Bama, Florida, and Georgia, we ignore that. John Reed and Cody posted up with Cam Black. Fan Run, you can run and tell your man's dead.
Two-time champion John.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. Let's see if you still got it, Cody. Hit us with them.
Thank you, John. Johnny Depp is set to direct his first movie in 25 years after the Amber Heard courtroom victory. The announcement comes after Depp won a $10 million verdict on June 1st in his defamation trial against Amber Heard.
Okay.
Johnny Depp getting ready to direct a movie. You going to watch? It's got Al Pacino in it.
It's got Al Pacino in it.
Yeah.
What is it? Do we have an idea of the plot or what it's called?
Yeah, I'm sure it
has it somewhere in the
story there. Modi? Modi? It's got to be Modi. It wouldn't be Modi. M-O-D-I. A film based on the life of Italian-born painter and sculptor Amedeo Modigliani, which I assume is who Al Pacino will play.
Okay. Probably not going to watch.
Yeah, not a very strong headline there.
Probably okay. A chance that's Al Pacino's last movie, huh?
Yeah, he's very, very old.
Right. I mean, I doubt like that's like, the one he goes.
Older than De Niro, and he's like 85, maybe. Is he that old? How old is Al Pacino? Ooh. 85.
82 years old.
82. Oh, wow. Okay, still pretty old.
You're in the vicinity.
Yeah.
De Niro 78 and Joe Pesci is 79, for comparison's sake.
Yeah. Hopefully, they make an Irishman sequel. We can see them all fighting.
I don't know if you watched The Irishman, but like, yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that story is really right
we
for a sequel.
We talked about it.
Yeah. I still haven't watched it.
Oh.
I still haven't watched it.
I thought you didn't like it, is what we...
No, I didn't know. I didn't watch it. I saw enough of Robert... I saw like the aging stuff, and I was
De
like...
De Niro beating the guy.
Yeah,
up,
and I was like, I'm not watching it.
Okay.
Yeah. No disrespect to, you know, De Niro, but I was like, I'm good. I read the book.
Yeah.
Not to brag.
Yeah.
I know the story, so I was like, I'm good.
And because I remember you told me there was something about how the book was different than the story. It's like, is this really true? Or
I don't know if that's what happened. I just remember I was like, I'm not watching De Niro's old ass kick somebody's ass. Like, I'm not doing it.
You missed a great performance. The San Francisco 49ers, after a stretch in which three head coaches were fired within a two-year period, had some uplifting news to broadcast in early 2018. They had just given Jimmy G that five-year deal. And apparently the report is that he ghosted the team for weeks and each offseason until they drafted the Trey Lance. Apparently after he got that big deal, he went kind of non-existent.
Do you think like he had ghosted them around the time that's when we showed up at the porn star, like on the date? Because that was also like that around the time he got that contract.
Khalifa?
No, I don't think it was her.
No, it was
I wouldn't know if it's her. She's one of my faves. It was
I'm not on a date with her, I think.
That was Deshaun Watson who had her over in a maid outfit, which maybe should have been a real
looking back,
a real red flag that this guy was a creep. But no, it wasn't. It wasn't her. It was I don't know who it was.
Those things they're saying about Deshaun Watson are true.
yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
Yeah. Probably
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I think it's at the point there's enough allegations. Yeah. It's probably true.
You know, the worst part is just
it was
how
Kira.
He lied. Just you know that he. Just...
No. I think the worst part was the assault. It's not funny. I don't know why we're laughing like that. But it's that Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why it's funny.
Kira
it's
Maya.
It was just the hypocrisy of the thing, you know.
That's and the worst part.
And I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the Cosby thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I do think he did it.
Okay.
Do you have a strong take on it?
Nope.
It was bad?
Yeah, I mean, obviously if he did it, it was bad.
Yeah, it was
if
bad.
If he didn't, it was not bad. If he didn't.
You know. It does some headlines out of the weekend. Was
this was
that,
the same time that Kira Meyer, the porn star.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy, it was in July of
So they couldn't get in touch with Jimmy Garoppolo, and they see him just run around porn stars. That had to hurt the 49ers' feelings, which I don't blame them for going out and drafting Trey Lance because of it.
G Jimmy G's like, I mean, is there anything that he doesn't have, you think, that like, I mean, because he's beautiful and he's got.
I think, I'm going to be honest, I think his looks are a little overrated. Everyone says he's beautiful.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Everyone talks about his looks. I think he's a little overrated.
What's overrated about him? His superb jawline? His magical eyes? I mean, like, what?
That
I mean,
hair.
Yeah, he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man.
I've seen better.
There's like, I don't know. Like, I wonder about guys like him because you know that Rod Stewart song, Some Guys Have All the Luck?
I'm familiar.
Talking about a Chugy take. like, some guys just have, he's an NFL quarterback and he looks like that. It's like Frank Sinatra. Like, you remember the things I used to say about Sinatra? It's like, okay.
No, not really. I wasn't alive.
Because he could sing, obviously. Uh-huh. He had the most beautiful voice in the world. He was a good-looking guy. He was famous. He had money. And, like, the reports they used to say about him were like the McNair reports, that he had just a hog that was like, I don't want to get too graphic, but a massive hog. And so, like, you look at a guy like that, and you're like, what is it that he doesn't? Like, what's the negative? Because, like, surely there's something. Like, you can't just have everything perfect, can you? And then I think about it, and I'm like, maybe I'm jealous. It's like, I don't have any of those things.
No hog?
I could tell you a story, but not on day one. But I got
tease it out.
I
yeah.
got an issue. I got,
got an issue. I don't. Maybe we shouldn't put you on that hair.
My family's listening today. I can't go into it today. But yeah,
fair enough.
Let's move on. Brittany Griner's defense team has filed for an appeal of conviction. Lawyers for the American basketball star Brittany Griner on Monday. Oh, they filed an appeal.
Got a feeling they're not going to win this appeal.
They don't think she should be doing 9 years in a Russian prison for drug possession.
Hot take.
God, what an awful, like, think if you're Brittany Griner right now, you got to be like, Jesus Christ. I wish the Lord would take me now. I mean, because you're sitting in a Russian prison, and you're staring that down. It's like, who's going to save you? And, like, you think, like, maybe the American government would save you, but they're – I don't know that they're going to.
I don't think she's – you know, I don't think she's getting saved, like you said, anytime soon. I don't think she's winning this appeal. My real question is, how do you think she feels right now that the, you know, the WNBA playoffs are getting ready to start and they're locked into the 8 seed and, like, she's not there to help the team?
Yeah, that's – I mean, she probably feels even worse about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
and Taurasi, is it Taurasi's last year? It's not Taurasi's last year.
Two
right?
birds go. With
yeah, yeah. Taurasi's hanging around. Yeah, it's really got to be extra on her mind now.
Yeah,
as if the prison wasn't bad enough. Playoffs are about to start.
I gotta think a Russian prison is a tough place to be.
I think that's a fair statement.
Do
yeah.
you think that they?
Yeah, I think that's been actually pretty well documented throughout history that you don't want to be in a Russian prison. Yeah.
Do you think that there's any kind of, like, guidelines, like, rules? Like, do they even separate the men and the women? I mean, what?
I do believe they separate the men and the women.
Well, that's good. She should be the strongest woman there, I would think.
I don't know, man.
You think she'll be with the men?
I think she's going to be with the women. Okay. I just don't know if she's the strongest. Like, when I think of Russian women criminals, like, I don't know. I think.
Oh, there's going to be some that are
gonna be some
dirtier.
That are yeah, there's going to be some, like, that are trier.
But, I mean, physically, though,
she's
I don't think.
She's going to be taller, but I would assume.
She's
but.
Big. She's okay. She's huge.
So you think she's
she plays in the WNBA.
She's the alpha?
You think she's the capo there? You think she's the one running the show?
I mean, again, physically, okay. Yeah, I would think so. Like, yeah, most of
I
those.
I don't think of her as strong. I think of her as tall.
I think of Russian women as, like, dainty, like, blue eyes, like. Can I get you another Moscow Mule? You know what I mean? Like, they're smaller. They're like, I don't think of them as, like, large.
Okay. I don't really know how to Google this to find out if there are any.
Just Google just Russian woman.
Russian woman.
Average Russian woman.
I don't. It's not. We're not looking for average. We're looking for the toughest of the tough.
Okay. Google tough Russian woman.
Russian woman prisoner. That's what I came up with.
It's probably going to be like a girl fighting a bear.
Oh, before Brittany Griner.
Siberia.
Man, hold on a second. This might be a cause I need to get behind. An American.
Exactly. Hot, right?
And this is an American Israeli woman who got 7.5 years in prison in 2019. But I do like my Middle Eastern women. It's pretty attractive.
You like Middle Eastern women?
Could you not tell with my Mia Khalifa take?
Well, yeah. And you used to like that girl on ESPN, too, the host of, like, was she the first take host?
Mm. Talking about Molly? Was it Molly?
I do like Molly.
Isn't she Middle Eastern or some sort?
I think she might have a tan. I don't know. Her name's Molly. It can't be two. Anyway.
Oh, no.
Let's move on.
On that topic, though, big day for the Taliban. Did you see it's been 1 year since their takeover?
Happy anniversary.
Yep. 1 year anniversary to the Taliban takeover.
I'd forgotten about that. Anything bad happened since?
Oh, I'm sure it has. I'm sure a lot. Yeah. A lot of bad things have happened.
That was a wild day on the internet, too.
Yeah, it just seemed like this.
It was like meme.
Can we just say, like, it's... I probably agree with you that there has been some bad stuff happen, but maybe it's not as bad as we thought. Because I haven't thought about it in a year, basically.
Yeah, we haven't heard of any like major atrocities or anything.
Well, you brought up Middle Eastern women, and it just kind of hit me that it's been a year.
Sure.
Is that your like main preference?
Oh no, or that's like what, all.
What's your
all?
What do you think? No, I mean like your main type though.
Under 180.
Do you have a sure, that's a given. Do you have a main like a? Is there like a region?
Like are you going to know like my search history? Or
no,
like,
no.
What are we looking here?
Okay, all right. Let's talk worldwide. Like
Middle Eastern women.
Okay, that's your preferred region of the world. Like
to look at,
but not to like date or
I've never
to,
dated one. I don't know. I find them very beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, but I can't really speak from experience.
Is it because of the lack of skin that they show? Like you wonder more. It's more of a mystery.
Maybe.
You think that has something to do with
women these days?
You know those
women these days run around barely clothed.
Really hairy Middle Eastern women. Because I have a friend who's Middle Eastern, so I can say this. It's okay.
I don't know. And I don't know if you can.
No, he's very Middle Eastern. He's he's actually a national sports writer.
Stick with us. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio. The Fan Run live stream is brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine, located in Memphis. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to find out why people are coming from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life with Linderman Sports Medicine. If you want to get back on your bike, back to the gym, walk at the park, just have a healthier lifestyle, visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com, LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Go ahead. What do you got to say?
Nothing. I was just looking at you. You said you're not used to your co-hosts looking at you. So.
Well, I don't look back, was the thing. Yeah. They look at me. Yeah. They're desperate for eye contact.
They look at you in awe.
Well, I didn't say in awe.
Your talent.
But they're like, please just, you know, am I doing okay? It's usually how it was. Like, are you enjoying yourself? Am I doing okay? Big seats to fill, obviously.
Eye contact's kind of a weird thing anyway. Like, no matter how well you know somebody, you know, it's like you can only look for a second, and then you got to look away. Yeah. But, no, Linderman Sports
Medicine.
Group. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
I'm glad that they're –
I'm going to say the website three times.
I'm glad they're helping people out. Yeah. Somebody I could probably consult that would be
– You got any ailments? I don't think there's
– I got to take it easy on the Entenmann's. I mean, it's just –
The what?
The donuts, you know, like the –
What'd you call them? An Entenmann?
Entenmann's. You never had those? They're in the blue packaging. Okay. You know.
So just a brand
the heavy
donuts.
Set
I don't
crowd will under, they'll understand.
You know, I don't know exactly what we're doing at Linderman Sports Medicine, but I don't think it's just like a weight loss like dieting thing. I think
No.
If you're ailing from something.
Although well, that goes hand in hand.
Maybe if you went to that website and you're like, hey, my knees hurt, like it'd be a pretty easy diagnosis. Like
Well, you were saying things about like getting your life together,
getting
back. Healthy and
yeah, but I think it's more so like if you like, oh, my back's been aching
because of the big belly you carry around.
Like yeah, maybe they're connected. Maybe
they're definitely connected. Well, they got to be right.
Well, I mean, maybe they're connected in you know what she offers. I don't know.
Ask your friends at Linderman.
Go to the website LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
If it's sports medicine though, maybe it is more like athletes.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sumo could fit both. I think that's where I missed my calling.
It's not too late.
It is. It's too late.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, you got any takes you want to get off your chest? Any Tennessee football takes? We never got to the top 25 poll.
Well, you know,
run
ranked.
Deshaun Watson.
We're 26th, right?
26th.
No Deshaun Watson takes.
No Deshaun Watson takes?
No, no, no.
You know, John, I kind of understand.
I don't know if he did that those things.
Even if he did, you know.
I need to see a few more allegations.
Yeah.
No.
First 26 did not do the trick.
No, let's get that number up to 36, 38, and
then
maybe
we'll
I'll
talk.
start to question this. No, we're 26th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's – I mean, that's not top 25, but
it is not
top 26.
26 is so, not in the poll, but
hey, what's it matter? You know,
it doesn't matter at all. I think it'd be an easy way to, you know, you're gonna most, you know, what it tells me is that you're obviously gonna be in the top 25 by the time you play Pittsburgh. I think you're gonna be in the top 25 anyways. Even if Tennessee would have been down like 27, 28, 29, 30th, after they do what they'll do to Ball State, they would be in the top 25 anyways because the next week they play on ABC in a national window. And, again, these companies want to sell top 25 matchups. So it's like, hey, watch number 15 Pitt take on number 22 Tennessee.
Yeah, they'll try to sell that. That's a
– For sure.
Yeah, TV for sure. They that game's on ABC anyway, right? So, obviously, they'll try to sell that. We should win that. We were talking about, you know, before the show, like actually kind of excited for football season to just be here. Like in Knoxville while it's going on? Pitt, I couldn't have said that the last 2 years.
Pitt comes in at number 17, just for reference sake. But, yeah, no, I mean, I think that's how a lot of people feel. Like, it's one thing to be excited for football. If you like sports, chances are you're going to be excited for football every year. But it's a different thing to be in a city like Knoxville with a team like the Vols and find yourself excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, genuinely excited. I know that almost any year, by the time kickoff comes, you're like, okay, let's see what these guys got. I'm curious. You know, I'm going to watch. I love it. But I don't think that's what this feeling is. I think people are genuinely excited and believe that this team can do some things that haven't been done in a long time. Win 10 games is on the table, you know, especially if you're looking at counting a bowl win to get to that double-digit mark. Like, that's on the table for the first time in, you know, 15 years, which is sad but true. And then there's also just likable players and a likable coach, and things are trending in the right direction across the board. You know, not just football, but every sport, but, you know, especially football. I mean, I shouldn't say especially football, but, like, football is in a good place, and Danny White, people like him, and it's just it's all that thrown together.
Yeah, that guy, he polls well, doesn't he? I mean, he's all over the internet asking, and just he's just making his decisions based off Twitter polls. Like who would have known? That's all you got to do.
I'll wonder,
with the majority.
I wonder if that is actually how it went down.
I mean, had it been strongly the other way, probably they would have gone the other way, don't you think? You think they already had the decision made to?
I don't know, because it felt weird that he put it up as a Twitter poll, because it almost was like, hey, we're doing this change, and we just want to see, like, we're going to let you vote on it, and then, like, think we're going to win this poll because people get excited about weird things, and we're going to win because Twitter's younger and like the traditionalists are going to be mad, but they're maybe not as much on Twitter. And then like it turned into like a Russian bot battle.
Yeah, that's like
where people are buying votes.
80% of Twitter users,
right? Like, people are buying votes and making sure that it went the way they wanted. Which I don't have any take on
the numbers,
the field numbers,
but
it doesn't bother me.
They ended up deciding to keep the original though, right?
They did, So I guess maybe it was just a strict democratic poll, like, which seems kind of stupid. But it also, like, it makes Danny White look like he's listening to the people, I guess. Like,
right,
for him,
which is what he's going for. I'm sure it was a PR move.
Yeah. But then people are mad that he got tricked by a rigged election, and, like, people want to protest the results.
Well,
like,
these days, they're all, you know, they're all rigged.
We had 50,000 mules. But people are like, hey, yeah, just don't run it one more time, Danny. Or like, hey, look how obvious this was. And people were maybe came out of that a little bit more miffed than they would have had he just not mentioned anything at all. Like, I feel like he should have probably made the decision himself, I guess is what I'm getting
at. And just not said anything about it. Like, we're changing the numbers.
Yeah.
Then you show up to the stadium and you're like, oh, it looks like they changed the numbers. And then everybody's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Means literally nothing.
But people are pretty passionate. Just do one
they're
side.
They're not. I don't think
side.
They're that passionate.
You don't think so?
No, I think not if they showed up to the stadium and saw it. I don't think anyone would care.
Yeah.
But online, they're passionate. Like, that's where you're going to see the so-called passion come out. But if it's just some guy, Steve, and his wife, you know, and they show up and it's like, oh, look, honey, they changed the numbers. Oh, yeah, they did. And that's literally all you'd say about it. It's like, let's go get some peanuts.
I think you'd have some people mad. But you're right. The vast majority of people would not either notice or be like, okay, that's
it's neat. A font.
Yeah.
it's like what are you using? Times New Roman? Well, I mean, what are you going to?
Arial.
You would be an Arial guy.
No, I'm a.
You're probably an Arial Bold, aren't you?
No, I think I'm a Cambodia guy.
Cambodia?
No, that's not right. Calibri.
Calibri.
I'm a Calibri guy.
I remember obvious.
Calibre parentheses body. That's the one I use. Not the headings was, version. I use the body version.
How many fonts you think you could name? There was Cambria.
I got Comic Sans. Comic Sans.
Comic Sans. Wingdings. You remember those?
No.
They were like the symbols. It's like.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I don't.
Like the Chinese.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were Chinese.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't feel like they'd just be called Chinese if they were Chinese, but maybe not.
I can't think of any others.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a lot of different comic. There's like. Comic Sans, and there's comic other things.
That's a long scroll. There's how many different types of things they have here.
Do you have Microsoft Word?
Yeah, I pay $7 a month.
Oh, it would be under a subscription model. It is. Like everything else. Everything
it,
else.
It
like,
is.
If you just want to type on a blank piece of paper.
Everything now is like you don't really have to buy anything. You just have to give us a little bit every month.
Yeah.
Just a little bit every month. Like, you need a new iPhone? You can't buy it. They're $1,200, but... Hey, we'll charge you $20 a month.
I want to say there wasn't even an option to pay like for Microsoft Word, like all up front. Like it was like I bought a computer, they gave it to me for a year, and then afterwards, I'm pretty sure I had to pay to keep the access code.
Now you're gonna forget about it every month, and they're just gonna take it and like.
No, I don't forget about it. I just use it. Like I have no way. I mean, I could cancel it, but who wants to tap on notes? Who wants to use that? There's no formatting. It's gross.
I use notes.
Like on your computer.
No, well, like my on your computer's phone. Not even, it doesn't even work. I just have it here for looks.
On the phone, I use on
it's like the screen is. It's
just a prop.
Oh, yeah,
there's nothing on it. Yep.
Just couldn't show up empty handed on the first day. I kind of respect that. Actually.
Yeah, well, no, I was going to show up, but I didn't have the charger.
Okay.
First day.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I was talking to the new guy on the 10 o'clock show, and he was like, that's my first day. I was like, hey, me too. And you said something to him about. He made a mistake or something. I was like, yeah, that happens on the first day. Let's see what mistakes we all make.
Oh, Sam. What's his name? Two guys on the blitz, Sam and Andy.
Oh, I didn't care to ask his name. I just, he shook my hand. Very strong handshake. I'm not good with names, though.
Yeah.
Like, I just.
I didn't shake hands with him. I'm glad I didn't.
It was kind of wet, to be honest.
Sweaty? I mean, he was back there on that. It was on the board.
Yeah. It was kind of wet.
No.
Which is not the best handshake.
I thought that was going to be something that died during COVID, especially like for the younger generation.
Let's talk about COVID. That's something that we never really got to address.
No, we got to address it.
Yeah.
It happened in March, and then like we had updates like every day. Then you guys wanted it to happen. And then you got pretty afraid that you were going to get sick and die. I remember you went through that spell where you got pretty pretty scared of it. And then you left. And then I was just doing a sports radio show.
In COVID times.
In COVID times.
Without
my,
me.
My dad died. My long-term girlfriend kicked me out of the house. And then,
look,
yeah,
the timing,
then my partner left. And it was just me and Cam.
The timing of things was bad. Like, I always felt bad about the timing.
Did you feel bad?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I had kind of made the decision already, and then, everything.
Once you make
like,
the decision, there's no coming back from
it. It was a chain of events, and, But, yeah, the
I
COVID.
I appreciate you leaving me during a time where it was nothing but police protests and police brutality.
I knew I had to get out of here. People started calling me a lib. Like, I was getting things like... I've never viewed myself as a leftist. I was just felt like I was kind of in the middle on things, and then everybody got so mad at me, and my anxiety went up. I'm like, hey, this is not good. Yeah. And it all went away from any sports. Yeah. Like, and it just became
just left me in the
lines so
den.
Crazy.
You just left me here in the lines den by myself.
No, I was going to leave anyway, I think. At that time, it made sense, mm-hmm. But we'll get more into it down the road, I'm sure. But did you notice how weird things were, though? Like
during COVID? I think so.
I gotta say though, being back here, it's nice to see places have like a basic standard of decency. Like you walk in the gas station and the restroom's open. Simple things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Is that compared to Nashville? Or?
Yes. Nashville, like at times and places, it was like a third world country. Like you pull up to a drive through. And they'd be like, we're cash only. Like, okay, I have a little cash. And then they're like, we're out of fries. We're out of burgers. We got chicken. Okay. Like, there were things like that everywhere. Or, like, you pull up and they're like, they're just out of everything, or they're not. Or like, sometimes you could pull up to a fast food place in the middle of the afternoon, and it's like 50-50 on whether or not they're going to be at the speaker.
I was going to say, down in where, you know, I live in Farragut now, but there's that Hardee's there. And
nice.
During COVID for a while, like, well, no, it was closing like at 6 o'clock. They're like, yeah. They're like, we know nobody's eating dinner here at Hardee's. Like, we're gonna do breakfast, and then like, it'll get you for lunch a little bit. And if you're a working man trying to, you know, come through at 3:30 or so, we'll feed you. But 6 o'clock, it's time to go home. No one's eating Hardee's for dinner. No thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess places just didn't have employees or whatever. I mean, I know it was a struggle for everybody, but I was like, Jesus, like, you know, and some things just went away and have never come back, like the 24-hour, you know, like grocery store situation.
Yeah, Walmart's done. I want to say one thing. I mean, I don't want to – I'll tread lightly because I don't want to make any of the workers mad if they're listening. These are the last people I want to make enemies with. But, like, I've noticed Waffle House has kind of just melted in, too.
Yeah, they will beat your ass.
Well, yeah, not the workers. Respect the workers. But, like, I was down in Atlanta last week for a concert, and – I always think of Waffle House in Atlanta. Like, that's supposed to be, like, synonymous, right? Like, I mean,
every corner.
That's what Ludacris talked about, right? Went to two different Waffle Houses, and it was like walk-up only ordering outside. Like, you couldn't go in and sit at Waffle House.
They're still like that.
I know, in Atlanta, I'm like, they're still. What? Yeah. No, I was like, I'm not doing this. I need a place to come in here and sit and make sure I don't, you know, die. I need a place to come sober up.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're not dealing with
you
that.
You just have to sit in your car.
just wasn't dealing
just
with
just throw the keys in the passenger seat.
we had a DD. Shout out to my boy Wes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is good. Yeah, that's good to have.
He's a teetotaler. No drinking.
Oh, that's good.
It was perfect to have us driving around.
It is convenient to
seemed
have
very
one.
Very miserable for him, though.
I'm sure. It was awful.
Seemed very miserable for him.
It's good to have a friend like that.
As one of the people in the back tried to order a rum and coke out of the speaker at McDonald's. The worker was so mad. The worker was like, I could hear her wanting to quit, like, as she was sighing, and like, we don't have those. Imagine being the sober guy in the front, driving everybody around, having to deal with that. It wouldn't be fun.
I do it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I can't really blame them. Like,
no.
Like, when the lady gives you an attitude, and I'm like, yeah, can I get a honey mustard? She's like, we ain't got any honey mustard. I'm like, oh, okay. And it's like, you can't really get mad because I understand, like, it sucks what you're doing, and I wouldn't want to deal with people's stupid, like, requests anyway.
It does seem like maybe people started making more money at those places, though, during COVID. Maybe that was another change.
The fast food ones?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
always,
the base salaries went up.
Always on the sign I see, like, you know, those starting at $14 or $15. I don't feel like they're making $14 or $15 an hour before COVID, so, like.
Yeah, they weren't.
Well, they're still messing up some things.
Well, I'm not saying they're getting better. I just mean they're making more money.
I got some wings. I got the buffalo platter at Hooters before, when I first got back to town.
Nice.
I was sitting in the parking lot Saturday, and I was eating I was sitting in the Cracker Barrel parking lot, just like throwing.
I ate Cracker Barrel yesterday.
I was just throwing the bones out the window, like just eating the wings. I love the buffalo platter. But
some poor bird's going to choke on that wing.
They forgot my cheese sauce and my ranch.
Cheese sauce for wings?
For my curly fries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Linderman Sports and Medicine ain't helping you with that.
No. Well, that's what I was saying. You got to some of these things. You remember when you saw me when I came for the Tom Segura show?
Yeah.
And you saw me, and you're like.
Speaking of coming into town and not getting an invite, randomly, me and Hayden randomly saw you there. Wasn't invited to hang out with you. That's just you wanted to cast stones at the beginning.
No, I felt bad about that because what would happen is I would come to town and I'd be like, I need to tell John, I wanted to hit you up
with people.
And then I didn't.
Yeah.
And then I would just see you. And it's like, oh, so now he thinks that. It
happened twice, by the way. It happened the night before Halloween.
Well, I heard about times you were in Nashville and I didn't get a text or anything. But
I was in town for a lot for the Titans, just in and out. Either way.
Glad your relationship's still strong through all that, because I had exited that. That didn't go well.
No, not at all. But anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
Top 25.
It probably wasn't important.
Something about the top 25. You're excited because we're ranked 26. You're excited for football season.
Yeah, that's my sports take this segment. Excited for the season.
We'll dive into that after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Vols come in at number 26 in the AP poll. I guess we can actually look at that now and kind of look at where everyone is ranked. I told you the top four. You could guess the top four. Bama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson. And then, kind of like what we talked about in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the next group of teams that, like, you sort of kind of believe in, but not really. Like, they're going to be good, but Cody asked, what does that even mean? Like, Notre Dame to me is closer to the elite level, but they're just not there. Maybe they're in their own little tier there, just tier two. But then you get like Texas A&M at number six, who good but not great, probably not going to actually accomplish anything. Utah, probably going to be in that same boat. Michigan, Oklahoma, solid teams that I don't think of as being anywhere near championship level.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of you disagree with that take?
No.
Nope. I mean, Michigan, they finally beat Ohio State last year.
They did. I think this year it's going to go a little differently. This year I would imagine Ohio State's going to beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what usually happens.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be even worse than usual. I think they're going to kind of take out their frustrations from that loss. But, yeah, I mean, like, you know, A&M, Utah, Michigan, Oklahoma, like, no one thinks Baylor's a top 10 team, or at least in the traditional sense of being a top 10 team. Maybe they are the 10th best team this year, but, you know, growing up when you're talking college football, if you were a top 10 team, you were thought of as a championship contender. At least I thought of you as, like, being really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone thinks of Baylor in that light.
They beat Ole Miss last year, right, in the bowl game?
Yeah, they did. But,
that was without the quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Corral got hurt at the very beginning of that game. And then they almost blew it, but then they, Ole Miss.
So is there anybody in the top 10? Or is there anybody, let's say, 5 through 10?
I see you can go ahead and make
that it. That you would put in that top 4.
Go ahead and
that,
make it 4 through 10. Go ahead and ask me like 4 through 10, and like ask me if I think of any of those teams are like actual contenders, because I'm going to say no. Like, I'm not taking Clemson seriously as long as they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, that quarterback would have to take a huge jump.
Yeah, and as long as DJ Ugalalele. There you go. One more time.
Ugalalele.
As long as he's there, that's pretty good. As long as he's there, I'm not taking them serious as a contender either. So, like, to me, I would feel very confident betting a large amount of money that the national champion comes from one of the main three. And really, I would say one of the main two.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have, what would you set the odds at right now, Cody, of Bama, Ohio State versus the field?
Oh, you're putting Ohio State ahead of Georgia in this?
This year, yes. This year, yes.
Yeah, they lost that whole defense, basically. Yeah. So,
and I know they got good guys there still, but they're not going to be as dominant.
Bama and Ohio State or the field?
Yep, I'm taking Bama and Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where your champions are going to come from.
Does it feel like an even money proposition, or like is it even like minus 110, minus 120? Like,
yeah. Yeah, probably. I think so. Cam, see if I can find it's not plus. Odds, yeah. It's not plus.
Cam, see if you can find some odds there, because I want to say Ohio State was the favorite, and they're only like plus 300. So you might end up being a chance.
I got Alabama
money.
Versus the field.
Here
they put one: Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State versus the field. It's obviously minus 340 there.
It's minus what?
340.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But you get Georgia in that, too. So if you took Georgia out, maybe it would be a little less.
If you go Alabama or Georgia, it's minus 114.
Okay. Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, they don't have Alabama. So Ohio State holds for some weight. Reason.
You can get Ohio State plus 300 and Alabama plus 180. So that basically, comes out to, let's see, like it'd be $200 to win 180. So that's basically coming out to minus 110.
Well, that's what your two best quarterbacks, your two teams that have the best receivers, and your two teams that just have the most talent in general.
Yep.
I mean, really, you could make it 3 through 10.
Yeah, I'll give Georgia maybe a little bit more respect than that, but you're right. I mean, I just told you I'd take Bama and Ohio State versus the field. And this is an exercise you can do almost every year. You know, last year, did we know Georgia's defense was going to be so good last year before it actually happened?
I think so.
We didn't know it was going to be like that level, but we knew they were like had the talent and should have been like the top defense in the nation.
But when they were lined up to play Clemson to start the year, like that was a spread that was pretty close, right? Wasn't that like a 1 or 2 point spread?
Yeah, I would say
a field goal maybe at most.
That game was like 10-3 or something.
Yeah, and I mean, Georgia's offense looked terrible. I can't believe that offense actually got to the finish line for a national championship. Clemson's defense obviously was pretty elite as well, but you know, the only points that were scored outside of those field goals was the pick six that DJ
Ugalalele
threw. Good job.
First
day he's paying attention.
Think about like how good that Georgia defense had to be to win that. Who was their quarterback?
Stetson Bennett.
To win him a national championship. Like,
you also had to have Alabama lose like their top two receivers as well.
Yeah.
Because if those receivers didn't get hurt, I still think like Alabama wins that
game.
Well,
they blitzed them in the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were somewhat healthy, or whenever they were healthy, they killed them. I think it would have happened in the national championship too.
It probably would have.
Yeah.
I still didn't think Georgia would actually beat them, but they did. I mean, if you look at I think the question to me that's a little more interesting is, like, who's 3 and 4 going to be? Because, mm-hmm. like, I think you know who 1 and 2 are. And if you told me that 5 through 10 could get into 3 and 4, I might buy that.
Okay. No, yeah, I think Georgia and Clemson are definitely, to me, a tier below. So, like, can I see Georgia losing and not making the playoff? Man, their schedule's pretty easy, though. Because, like, I mean, they could lose to Alabama and still get in. Like, yeah. If they run the conference schedule and they're undefeated when they get to the SEC championship.
Well, they
got to
go unbeaten, though.
Well, I know, but
who do they play?
Who's going to beat them outside of Tennessee? Like, Tennessee might be the most realistic chance to beat
them. I mean, Tennessee,
them.
Kentucky, neither one of us are going to beat them, I don't think. Do they play anybody out of the conference?
They play Oregon.
They're not going to beat. Well,
I don't think. I think Oregon's going to be a Oregon.
Bo Nix is their quarterback.
Oh, yeah, they got exposed by Utah, didn't they? Twice.
Plus, Bo Nix is their quarterback, and it's a first-year head coach, game one. Like, it's Georgia's defensive coordinator.
Yeah, they're not going to beat him.
So maybe he knows a little bit, but I don't think it's going to matter.
It's not going to help.
Then they play, like, Kent State, Samford, and Georgia Tech. Their West crossover opponent this year is at Mississippi State. Like,
all right, Mike Leach.
Okay.
They have an extra home game because they play Florida this year.
Okay, still, though. No,
that's inaccurate. Florida's the home team. Florida has one less road game in that one, sorry.
To lose that defense, though, and then I understand, like, they're still loaded talent-wise, but are they loaded enough to go 12-0? Because that's what they got to do. They got to not slip up. I think it's hard to go through 12 and not slip up anywhere.
A popular upset pick is their first SEC game at South Carolina. I've seen some people pick that one. I would be shocked if Spencer Rattler was able to pull that off, but that might be their toughest road game of the year, right? Like, at South Carolina early on, at Missouri, at Mississippi State, at Kentucky November 19th. To me, like, Kentucky is just a very, very, very poor man's Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to beat them playing that style of football.
Yeah.
Like, Tennessee has a much better chance of beating Georgia than Kentucky does, in my opinion, because Tennessee does something different. If Tennessee is clicking, they can go out and score a bunch of points. Like, Kentucky's not that team. Like, they're not going to be able to go out and score a bunch of points because they're going to try to play ground control and, like, win with defense. And, like, again, to be a poor man's Georgia.
We probably are the best bet there. Like,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, we got the best quarterback. So, I don't know. If they get to 12-0, then they'll probably still make the playoff based on what they've done in the past and everything.
They deserve the benefit of the doubt. I mean, with one loss, even if it's – you know, just Alabama, and that's the only good team they've played all year. I mean, when I look at their schedule, I would bet against them going 12-0 just because, like you said, perfection's hard.
It's hard to do.
In college football. And I might think that
– it depends on when their off day is.
Yeah.
Like, if they have a day when they're off and they – if that happens
against Kent State,
Tennessee
– right.
Yeah, they'll be fine against Kent State. But if that's against Tennessee, which – why would it be? But hopefully it is.
We sometimes play well down at Georgia.
We used to, yeah.
I mean, even COVID year, we were up at halftime. I mean, we ended up getting our ass kicked in the second half. But last time we went to Georgia, we were up at halftime. We made the big goal line stand, and I tweeted out that Tennessee's back, and then we got our ass absolutely killed.
That's right, yeah. Were we up at the half?
Yeah, we were up.
I thought it was tied or something.
No, we had a goal line stand.
They just put it on us.
And then Garantano came out and threw 2 interceptions to start, or interception, a fumble, whatever it was, to start that half. And, yeah, we got absolutely demolished.
Now, that's a guy I haven't talked about in a long time.
Threw a touchdown this weekend.
I saw that, yeah. Preseason gamey. I guess he's doing all right. Did you know, I saw something where, like, or maybe a friend of mine told me that Baltimore hasn't lost a preseason game in, like,
21 straight.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
It's just a weird stat. It means absolutely nothing, but it's
weird.
It means
that they prepare.
Yeah.
21-17, we were up at halftime. We lost 44-21.
How about that?
That was a very regrettable tweet to send out at halftime. Back. Yeah.
Did you delete it?
I hope so.
Yeah, you should have just deleted it, probably.
I probably didn't.
Yeah.
Probably around the time I was walking out and some grown man barked in my face. I've been thinking about him ever since.
Oh, you went down there?
Yeah.
Big game John, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We had won like 8 games in a row, though.
I saw where, like, when the basketball team was doing well and the baseball team was doing well, you were at the big games.
I was there.
Yeah.
Which was actually credit to me because after the Titans lost to the Bengals with me in attendance, I said I was done with sports.
Oh, yeah. That one probably hurt there for a while, but
that's probably the worst I've ever felt. Honestly.
Really, any game
after
at all?
After sports. Yeah, I think that.
Really,
I think that was the worst one.
You've seen some bad ones though.
Yeah, it was either that or losing to the Chiefs in Arrowhead, with the AFC, in the AFC Championship. excluding, you know,
that one is almost kind of expected, though.
Yeah. Well, I actually thought we were going to win, especially we got up 10 early. We got up 10 twice.
But you can understand losing
sure.
to that team.
Yeah.
Whereas Cincinnati, nobody knew that was going to happen.
I don't look back at the AFC Championship thinking, wow, what a blown opportunity. Wow, we should have won that game because Kansas City was really good. And obviously they've proven it over the last 3 or 4 years. I think the Bengals are kind of – this might age poorly, but I think the Bengals are going to be kind of just back in the middle of the pack.
It'll be a one-off.
I think they're going to compete for like a wild card spot or whatever. But like, I don't think they're all of a sudden going to be like the class of the AFC, the same way the Chiefs were, you know what I mean, like where you're chasing them. Like – even looking this year, like the Ravens are favored to win that division.
Yeah, people have already anointed Burrow as like, because everybody's looking for the next, they're going to need a Brady replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's already like basically said he's the next guy.
On the flip side, Burrow is just a damn winner, though. I mean, like he just wins.
Who would have thought when I left the show and then we would still come back and Tom Brady would still be active in the league?
I will say, since you left, I bit the knee. I don't hate on Tom Brady anymore.
Yeah.
Because that was, you know, that was one of my things, and I just, whatever. I give up.
Never would have thought he would actually win a Super Bowl. Like the
COVID year, doesn't really count.
The ceiling, though, was like, I just remember saying, like, if he can get them to the playoffs, that's going to be really impressive. Yeah. And then they just won the whole damn thing, and they beat all the big teams to do it.
On the road with no fans in the stands because of COVID.
Yeah, but they beat Green Bay. They beat
the Saints.
Yeah, he beat all of the other quarterbacks. Beat, like, it just so happened.
Yeah.
So the Bengals loss was your worst one. That
I think so.
You didn't
that
really
one broke
see
me.
It coming, right?
Like, that one broke me.
I knew they were hot.
I didn't see it coming.
People knew they were hot coming in.
No, not the Bengals game. Didn't see it coming. Especially if you told me we get 9 sacks and the defense plays so well.
Yeah.
And I love Tannehill. Like, that was worse.
Still?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was the worst game. Worst game he's played. And, again, it broke me, but I still believe in him.
You still believe?
To get to the playoffs. When I get to the playoffs, I'm not getting fooled again. Like, I thought we were winning the Super Bowl last year. I truly thought that.
I wonder if he's just kind of like a middle of the road quarterback.
So. I think he's a good regular
season. That's good enough.
I think he's a good regular season quarterback. And then the playoffs, I mean, you know, maybe eventually he breaks through and gets over the hump, but I'm not going to get fooled again. We're winning the division this year. Like, we're still doing that. Like, we're still going to be one of the better teams, but like, we're not, they're not going to trick me into thinking we're winning the Super Bowl. What are you smiling about?
You said I won't get fooled again.
I'm not getting fooled again.
I was going to say, well, we got a regular Roger Daltrey over here, but then I realized how boomer of a statement that is. Yeah. Like, yeah. Most people aren't even going to know.
I would have just thought like the famous George Bush, you know, we got a saying in Texas, and maybe it's in Tennessee. You know, fool me once, shame on. We can't get fooled again.
Oh, is that so? George Bush said,
wasn't that George Bush?
You remember the one where he said something like, "There's a video of him saying something strong against like terrorism." He's like, "We're gonna stop these terrorists," and then like he's like, "Now watch this drive."
Yeah, watch me hit this drive.
I started reading his book. I've got the Decision Points, I believe is the name of it, the George W. Bush book.
Okay.
I got through like
take that people who called Cody pages. A leftist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I'm not a leftist.
Take but that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting so far. You remember when the guy threw the shoe at him and he ducked?
Yeah.
Imagine if somebody threw a shoe at Biden.
He would not duck.
Hit him square in the head. You know it would. He would not be able to duck.
Head on a little swivel.
Kind of want to see that happen now.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
It's very sad.
He has zero chance of dodging it. You are right. Chance of dodging it.
No, it's going to hit him square in the head.
I don't think we'd send him out anywhere to talk, though. Like, that was in a different country, right? Whenever that happened to W, right?
It was some press conference. Yeah, I don't know where it was at.
I thought it was in a different country.
I think it probably was. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'd
pretty send. Athletic move, though.
Yeah, I don't think
old
we'd send,
W.
I don't think we'd send Biden out there to do that. Or to throw a first pitch at, like, the World Series game. Like, I don't think we'd send him out there to do that.
I would
either.
Love to see that, though.
Yeah.
It would be something.
In a very morbid, sad way, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little morbid, but what if he just, like, threw it to third base? He just turned and threw it. I messed him.
Yeah, that'd be pretty tough.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty tough.
So, yeah, like, I don't know, 4 through 10, like, who the fourth team is maybe. I mean, I could see somebody else slipping in. How about Utah? Are they bringing a lot of people back? Obviously, I guess if they're ranked 7th. I mean, they had a strong finish.
I would bet on Notre Dame. Although they're going to have a first-year head coach. So, like, I mean, I don't know if that equals success. You know, usually all first-year coaches have to have a little bit of growing pains, but at the same time, very few first-year coaches take over, like, a program that's in as good a shape as what Notre Dame's been the last couple of years. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Because usually, like, at a big program like that, your coach isn't leaving. The only other examples that immediately come to mind is, like, when Urban Meyer's like, hey, I'm gone, and Ryan Day got to take over Ohio State and have, you know, pretty much immediate success.
I feel like one of those Pac-12 teams could be a dark horse.
USC?
I mean, Lincoln Riley, right? Just
there's like three or four people that put USC in their top four. I got like the whole breakdown of who voted for who.
The team I've seen that's getting talked a lot about for being like a dark horse is Miami. Yeah. I saw someone earlier had them in the top four.
They love that quarterback over there.
Yeah,
Miami.
From what I know about my days of betting on Mario Cristobal is he's going to lose a game he's not supposed to.
Yeah, for sure. Utah has a shot for top four, but
yeah,
he did it with Justin Herbert all the time. They found a way to lose a stupid game, and they'll do that again.
I don't really see anybody else in there that's that intriguing.
Yeah, let's just go back to a two-team playoff and let Alabama and Georgia play.
I mean, what was wrong with it? You know, like, just let the computer. Like, I would love to see a lot of really, really mad Georgia fans if they went, say, 12-1 and didn't get an opportunity, and then Bama and Ohio State were just the computer had them higher.
Yeah, yeah,
I would.
Those days are gone. Looking at the bottom half, or the bottom, I guess, fourth of the top 25, Pitt at 17. On Tennessee's schedule, obviously, Wisconsin. Arkansas, Kentucky, Ole Miss, a trio of SEC teams. Wake Forest, which seems like, did everyone just get their votes in before the Sam?
Probably, I guess.
Hartman news came out? Because, like, without him, like, they're not going to be a top 25 team.
Yeah, no way.
Cincinnati, Houston, BYU. I got to feel very confident Tennessee is better than Kentucky and Ole Miss.
Yeah, I don't think Ole Miss should be on this.
There must not be that many really good teams. I mean, I don't want to sound like a homer, but maybe we were kind of snubbed. Like, if Cincinnati is in there now, I know they were good last year. I mean, like Arkansas, Pitt without Kenny Pickett.
I'm okay with Arkansas being there.
Yeah, I think Arkansas is deserving.
And I'm okay with Pittsburgh being in there just because, like, they should still have a good – I don't want to say like a good core, but like they didn't lose everybody.
Mm-hmm. BYU, we did not fare well the last time we
did
played
not,
them.
We did not fare well against BYU. But like, I would like this year, I would feel pretty good about our chances if we played Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Like, I understand Cincinnati's been in the top 10, you know, has had a really long streak. I think only Alabama has a longer streak of being in the top 10 than Cincinnati had before they got, you know, left out just now.
Who's this MSU? Is that Michigan State or Mississippi State?
Michigan,
it's gonna be
State's
Michigan,
State.
Michigan State. Okay.
Yeah, Michigan State. Which,
Ole Miss in there.
I don't want to be a homer, and Tennessee did go 7-6 last year, but you look at our losses were all pretty good. Like, if we had won two games instead of losing to Alabama and Georgia, and we went 9-3, like, we'd be a top 15 team.
We were 7-6, but really we were like 10-2. Like,
you could easily make that case.
Well, we were 8-5. Like, the Purdue game, there was a touchdown, right? And so
we
call that 8-5. The Ole Miss game
won that game because that would just tied it up. But either way,
no,
I guess
I'm sure
that was the first possession, right? First, so they could have had a chance to score a touchdown and whatever. I don't care about the bowl game either way.
9-4.
I don't even care about the bowl game either way. I would just say we were 7-5 and we should have beat Ole Miss. We should have beat Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, you start the right quarterback. You're 10-3. Florida, you play later in the year. You're 11-2. Really, it's just Georgia and Alabama that. You know,
well, you're
we kinda, led both of those teams.
Well, you're kind of facing that same predicament this year. That's why people are looking around like you should win every game on your schedule that's not Alabama and Georgia.
But we won't. So, like, it just all comes down to the swing games. That's what every year is, don't you think? Like, that's the difference in 6 wins and 9 wins for most teams that are middle of the pack is how many of those games go your way, right?
What would you even consider the swing games this season for Tennessee?
For us, it's Pitt, it's Florida,
Pitt
it's Florida. Kentucky, South Carolina.
See, I would say most Tennessee fans don't look at Kentucky and South Carolina as it. I'd say Pitt, Florida, and LSU. Like, those are the three.
That's another one. Yeah, but you can look at Kentucky and South Carolina.
Three of those, though.
But don't you look at Kentucky and you're like, you could see us losing that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're heads above better than them.
That's fine. I just think most fans would look and say, we're not losing to Kentucky and Knoxville in a non-COVID year. Like, the only time they've beaten us in Knoxville the last, you know, 30 years was whenever we could only have 25% of the people there, and Garantano threw, you know, back-to-back pick sixes. Like,
sure, yeah.
Could you lose to Kentucky? Yes, but
That's the confident take. A confident fan would probably say that, I guess.
Okay. I just even think even the ones that are more pessimistic still would look at that and say it's still Kentucky.
Yeah.
But ask me again when we see how Will Levis plays this year, because there are a lot of people trying to convince people that he's a top five pick, top 10 pick, and I think that he is a pretty tough average quarterback that looked good last year because Wandale Robinson was, you know, you couldn't tackle him in space. Hour two in the books, kick off hour three with headlines. Stick with us.